from Marketplace in New York. I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, was candidate Trump's favorite punching bag on the campaign trail. He called it one of the worst deals ever, blamed it for destroying American jobs, and vowed to get rid of it. About the whole getting rid of it part. Well, maybe it can stay, the White House has basically said. It's released its wish list for renegotiating NAFTA. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoff is here to discuss what's on the list. What do we got here, Ryan?
Well, before we get into specifics, Sabri, let me just say we're looking at a more detailed plan than we usually get from the White House. I've got it right here, printed it out. This thing is 18 pages long, and there's a good reason for that. In order for negotiations to start quickly, in 30 days, Congress has to approve the plan, and they require this level of detail.
What's the big idea, the big ticket item in here, if there is one?
Probably the biggest impact is that the president wants to get rid of these international courts that countries use to settle trade arguments. So under the current agreement, countries will go to court if they think someone's being a bad actor, you know, illegally dumping goods or whatnot. And there are these special binational courts set up to handle these cases. But one of the big complaints about NAFTA is that these courts have privileged Canada or Mexico above the U.S.
All right, that's nitty-gritty. What else we have in there?
Some of the other items have to do with labor standards, agriculture quotas, intellectual property protections, the kind of detailed stuff that you generally see in any trade agreement. Matthew Gold was a deputy assistant trade rep under President Obama. He says if the U.S. gets everything on this list, it would be significant.
It would not be anything close to the major overhaul Donald Trump described on the campaign trail, but it would be more than a minimal tweak.
There's a lot in here about trying to reduce trade deficits, right?
Yeah, you're familiar with this. That's another hobby horse of the president. He tends to see trade imbalance as a sign of American weakness. Gold says that's mostly for show.
Reducing trade deficits is just a slogan, and that language is on this list just I don't know why that language is on this list.
So far, Mexico and Canada have reacted to all this pretty pleasantly. No wailing or gnashing of teeth. They've just said they're ready to sit down and start negotiating.
All right. Well, thank you, Ryan.